Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation, Big Trust, woo-woo, Chris Bisignano. Chris, before we get started, I want to talk about keeps. As guys, so much of our identity is wrapped up in our hair, from how it feels after getting a fresh cut to the way it's perfectly styled before going out. That's why when we get into our 20s and 30s and start noticing the first signs of hair loss, it definitely feels like panic time, because let's face it, no guy is ever ready to go bald. Thankfully, now there's Keeps, the simple and easy way to keep your hair. 2 out of 3 guys will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they're 35. The best way to prevent hair loss is to do something about it while you still have time left and hair left. You used to have to go to the doctor's office for your hair loss prescription. Now, thanks to Keeps, you can visit a doctor online and get hair loss medication delivered right to your home. They make it easy and deliver your medication every 3 months, so you can say goodbye to pharmacy checkout lines and awkward doctor visits. If you're ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/gmen to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's KEEPS.com/gmen. Chris, thinking of...
Sounds like a keeper.
Yes, very good. Nice. Speaking of bald people, Tiki Barber made a few comments about our Sterling running back. He said... I'm going to paraphrase here, but he basically said he's not a complete back until he can pass block and may not be an every down back. And you and I have interesting opinions on this, even though it's Tiki Barber. Okay, I'll let you kick this one off, my man.
Well, is he wrong? I'll ask you.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. I mean, Tiki gave an opinion. He's been watching Saquon for 2+ years, and it wasn't a shot at the kid. It was reality. Yep. He's not, he struggles at times in pass pro. And when your quarterback's getting hit because of it, it's not a good thing. And like Tiki said, he goes, if he doesn't improve, he's going to have to come off the field.
Yeah, the issue is that Tiki Barber said it, right? Because everyone is so sensitive from what he said about Eli that whenever Tiki says anything, everybody's hair on the back of their neck goes up. But I saw the quote and I thought the same thing you did, dude. And listen, Chris and I disagree on things. I'll admit it's not much, but we disagree on things. This is one where I looked at the quote and said, I agree with him. And then I saw your tweets, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm in utter and complete agreement with you, pal.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Saquon at times has terrible, terrible technique and pass protection.
Yep.
You saw it the other night. He whiffed on a guy, he lowered his head in another block. Now, where I disagree with Tiki is that he also said that he doesn't seem to really want the contact and put an effort into it and all that. And he's dead wrong there.
Yeah.
All right. Saquon's not, he's not backing away from contact. He's not shying from contact. Saquon puts the effort in and everything. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of technique. He's just not a good pass blocker. You know what I mean? Does that mean he can't improve at it? No, of course he could. But, if you want to be a great back, it's not just about leaping guys in the open field and getting 10-yard chunks and all that. You have to pass protect too, man.
Yeah.
The great backs pass protect. You want to look at a great back, he doesn't have to look very far in his own division with Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
Now, Zeke picks up blitzes, man. Zeke blows up blitzes.
That hurts, but you're so right. It hurts, but you're right.
So, yeah. It is what it is. Saquon, the kid, we all know his talent. Kid's a phenomenal talent. We all know that. But it's not just getting a pitch and going over the edge and getting 15 yards. It's other things too.
Yeah.
And he needs to work on it, because we can't have a franchise quarterback getting hit over and over because of Saquon.
Yeah. And I understand why Tiki said what he said about not wanting to hit, because if you looked at it, you're around the team, you know this stuff, right? But I think if you look at Saquon when he whiffs, it's easy to draw the conclusion that he doesn't like the hitting. So I think that's where that came from. And I'm not too mad at Tiki for saying that. But like you said, that's where he was wrong. That's where he was incorrect. But I understand why he said it. That's all.
Yeah, listen, Jerry, I get it too. I just disagree with him. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
I don't think he doesn't have no hidden agenda in saying it.
Yeah.
He just, this is what he sees, and I just disagree with him because, I know the way Saquon works at it. He's not shying away from anything. It's not like he doesn't want to do it.
Right.
He readily admits that he needs to work on it.
Right.
And It showed up there tonight. It's shown up, you know, last few years at times. And, you know, when you see Jones getting his clock cleaned because of a missed block or bad technique on a block, you know, it's, you know, it's concerning, and that's a weakness in his game. And like I said, you know, you want to be a great back, you got to do everything, man. You got to do everything. So, look, look, Tiki had his fumbling issues. He even had his blocking issues the first few years, Tiki. He really improved on the fumbling issues. He improved on his blocking issues. So, listen, Saquon is a hard worker. He could do it, but it's not like Tiki was wrong in what he said.
How do you like the way Saquon handled it when he was asked about it on Zoom?
Well, he handled it like Saquon, you know?
Yeah.
Look, they're friends, Jerry. They've had dinner together, those two.
Yeah.
They've talked about the position. They've talked about the history of the Giants, being a Giant, the area. You know, Tiki wasn't taking no shot at him. And Saquon, I realized that. You know, he's all respected well for Tiki. And, and Saquon took the high road. You know, he said, listen, you know, I got to work on it. You know, and this, it motivates me. And trust me, it will motivate Saquon to get better. Now, he might not ever get better, but it's not going to be for lack of effort. You understand what I'm getting at?
Right.
It's not going to be for lack of effort, man. So,
yeah, I was going to say, I love the way he handled it. It's very easy for a guy to jump back and go back at someone. You know, even Eli gave a shot at Tiki, like, oh, I'm glad he transitioned to the media so well. I thought that was awesome at the time. But Eli handled it with class. I think Saquon, you know, this day and age, man, you don't know what athletes are going to say back. And I thought he handled it very well. So, look, the maturity's there from Saquon. We always knew that. And to handle criticism like that from a former Giant. And look, what you say about Barber, man, he was a Giant great. He arguably the greatest offensive player to ever play in the franchise. I mean, with all due respect to Gifford and Plaxico Burress and, you know, Del Schaffner and a bunch of guys you can name from the past, you know, hey, it is what it is. So anyway, he handled it very well. I was very happy with that. So,
yeah, well, you figure Saquon would. And Saquon knows it's not a personal attack. Listen, when he said that comment about Eli, that was a little bit of a personal thing. You know, he was kind of making fun of Eli a little bit. You know what I mean? About his leadership skills and all that.
Yeah.
And that's why Eli kind of threw a little bit of a shot back at him. You know, this was not. Right. This was just an observation. And, you know, Tiki was right. And if you're going to sit there and say, well, Tiki, you're just thinking, we don't like you, so you're wrong. That's not being objective, man. And the guy was right. The guy's right. He does struggle in pass pro. And if it continues, he's going to have to come off the field and third down. I don't care how many people he leaps in the open field on a swing pass and all that crap.
Yeah.
He's going to have to come off the field.
Yep.
You know?
Absolutely correct, bud. All right. We are, as Belichick says, we're on to Chicago.
Yeah, we are.
You sent out a tweet, and I love these, your continuation tweets where you have three or four in a row kind of dissecting what the Bears do, who to watch out for, where we can kind of take advantage. What's the biggest thing that jumps out at you about this Bears team? Because I know, like a buffoon, you watched the Bears last week again, and and I mean that in a loving way, buddy.
Thank you. Are you taking a shot at me like Tiki?
No, that's not it. So what jumps out at you about the Bears, dude?
Well, a few things that, look, they gave up a lot of yards on the ground last. Well, they gave up almost 100 yards to Adrian Peterson, who's about 35 years old.
Yeah.
Huge holes up front. I think Barkley could have a real big game here this week. Now, the Lions' offensive line is a little bit better than the Giants. But look, Jerry, this is all I'm going to say is that if they can't run the ball this week, their offensive line's got some major issues in run blocking.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Now, the Bears have some difference makers on defense. No question. Of course, Mr. Mack, we all know about him. He's questionable. He's got a little banged up knee. He's going to play.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's going to play. That's just a joke. Okay.
Eddie Jackson on the back end is a guy you got to look out for. They got one of the best corners in football with Kyle Fuller. I really like their rookie, Jalen Johnson, their draft pick. And, of course, Raekwon Smith in the middle is one of the best linebackers, a developing guy who's going to be one of the best.
You're not making me feel any better about Saquon being able to run it because I know their front four is pretty good, too.
Yeah, well, you know what? They got some real good players, but that doesn't mean they're dominant run-stuffing guys either.
Good point.
The Giants ran on them last year, a little different offensive line. We know that. Now, Gates is over there. We understand that. Thomas. And I think they can run the ball. Now, Trubisky, he was horrific for the first almost three full quarters, throwing the ball all over the place. When he was pressured, he either tried to take off or winged it somewhere. I feel the opportunity is there for a few picks this week.
Yeah.
Okay, get some pressure on him. A lot of dinking and dunking going on. Of course, they'll take some verticals with Miller. They're going to do some things with Allen Robinson, of course. They're going to try a few rubs. Why wouldn't you? The Giants couldn't adjust to it, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to see a lot of Tariq Cohen. You're going to see Montgomery. You know, Cohen's going to do his thing out of the backfield. And the kid you got, not exactly that kid, the guy you got to watch out for, Jerry, I'll tell you right now, is Cordell Patterson, because they line him up in the backfield like Belichick did. Yeah. And they give him the ball. He's not just a decoy.
Yeah.
And when they decoy him a little bit, it's because most times when Patterson is in there, he gets the ball. So I noticed last week what Trubisky did a few times, they like that play action with Cordell in the backfield. So that's something you got to look for, too. Of course, he's a weapon in returning kicks. So, look, their offensive line is a better line than what the Giants are going to see saw last week. Okay?
Yeah.
The left side of the line is pretty good. Leno and Daniels, I like the left side of the line. And they pass protect better than the Steelers did. So the Giants, it's not going to be a lot of pressures too sad. You know, it's going to be more difficult this week. So now, that being said.
I was going to say, Trubisky's more mobile, though, than Roethlisberger at this point, too, though. So I don't know if that's a. I'd rather. The most frustrating thing when you're watching a Giants game is somebody gets in there and then a mobile quarterback steps past him and gets 10 yards. So I'm okay with not getting as much pressure as long as you can eventually collapse that pocket and force him to beat you with his arm, because I think he's the kind of guy that needs to run to pass better. That's all.
Right. Well, listen, rushing lanes is going to be important.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be getting out of whack with rushing lanes. Plus, Trubisky will take off.
Yep.
You know, he could beat you with the legs. You don't want a guy like Trubisky beating you with his leg. Let him beat you with his arm.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
You know, you don't want him getting first downs, cheap first downs with his legs. Yep. You know, I don't care if you got to rush two guys at a time. Let this guy beat you with his arm.
I agree. Right? Couldn't agree
He's not
more.
Very good.
This is one week where if he has 10 minutes to throw, I'm not going to be mad about it.
You know, he's not very good. So, now listen, he did play well. I give him that. The end of the third quarter and the fourth quarter, he came up with some big throws.
Yeah.
But the Bears had no right winning that game last week. No right winning it. But they did. And they're 1-0. And they're feeling good about themselves as we speak, I'm sure. But I feel the Giants are right there with them. And I think this is going to be a dogfight. I think it's going to be real close. I think it's going to come down. You know, maybe to the end, in the middle of fourth quarter run.
All right. You put out a concerning tweet to me three hours ago.
Uh-oh.
It should be concerning for every Giants fan, because you have the pulse of the people. You have that talent, right? And I'm not kidding. You know, when you write something, it's a lot of Giant fans say, exactly, or that's what I was thinking, or yes, Chris, yes. And here's one that I saw, and I'm like, all right, awesome. I have to admit, it was a bit concerning when Graham said they weren't adjusting to those rub routes the Steelers were running. Graham blamed himself, but why wasn't this addressed during camp? Why not during the game? It's one game, so I'm not alarmed yet, in caps, which means you are alarmed, but coaching has to be better than that. So, you know, is this a concern?
Look, when you don't see adjustments during the course of a game,
right?
On a route, look. Look, if people forget, they scored two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Rub routes. Two. Is that? Look, Jerry, if this was 10-yard gains or 15-yard gains, I'd be like, okay, you know, look, they got to do some of these rubs here. They're getting burned for first down. It was touchdowns.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
One by Juju, one by James Washington. Okay? Mm. It was touchdowns. It wasn't just 10-yard plays, first downs. I mean, so, and then Graham came on with us, and he was like, you know, yeah, listen, we didn't adjust. I got to do a better job teaching that. And I got to be honest with you.
Teaching it.
I was looking at what, Jerry?
Teaching it.
Yeah, all right. You know, I was looking at Graham in the Zoom, and all I was thinking was, holy crap, coach. I mean, we're not adjusting. We're not grabbing each other on the sidelines going, hey, listen, next time they do this, this is what we're doing. We're switching here. We're fighting through the pick, whatever it might be. It was. It seemed like it was like, okay, now we're gonna work on that now. That's the attitude I got. Whoa.
I mean, did they run them in training camp? Like, I'm just curious.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't remember seeing. I couldn't really give you an answer right there.
I'm guessing they didn't. Like, and that's concerning, right? Like, this is a rub route is a wrinkle that Graham's got to adjust to now. Like, and I don't want to jump on Graham. I'm ecstatic the way that defense played compared to the dog crap that's been there the last 2 years, scheme-wise and everything. So, not a shot at Graham, but this is a concerning thing. And if you know, it's a copycat league. You know the Bears are going to look at what the Steelers did to us, try and replicate it, and you'll see it. You'll see it Sunday at 1:00.
Yeah. Listen, it's all about adjustments, coaching up, and like that. But you know, this league is also about in-game adjustments. That's
right.
What it's all about. That separates. I always say this. That separates the real good coaches from the mediocre coaches. Right.
Couldn't agree more.
And now, don't get me wrong. I'm not labeling Graham a mediocre coach. Not yet. But I'm not labeling him a mediocre coach. All I'm saying that was alarming to me. And it was alarming to a few other people I talked to. All right? So what I'm saying is that, hey, we got to do some things in-game here. We can't let a certain route be killing us for touchdowns and then get answers like, oh, yeah, no, we're aware of that. You know, this should have been the answer. Oh, no, we worked on that all the time, but some reason that Bradbury was a little confused in the first game. But that ain't going to happen again. The answer was, yeah, no, I got to teach that better. And, you know, we got to adjust to that. And I'm like, whoa, you know? So anyway, 15 games left. I like a lot of things Graham did. We could get into what Graham does now, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
We could get into that.
Yeah, oh, right. Yes.
Right?
You can do that without getting your wrist slapped.
Right. So I'm not going to get in trouble anymore because now it's on film, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, some of the things I want to talk about, well, Graham, he was aggressive, right, Jerry? Did you like
his aggressiveness? Yeah, he was. Very much. I, like I said, this was a professional team Monday night.
Okay. he was aggressive. Like look, I've been saying the guy's going to be aggressive, right?
Right.
I did say that. I just couldn't say it. Now, you saw all kinds of different looks.
I love the Darnay Holmes blitzes. I thought that was awesome.
Right. You're going to see those slot blitzes. You're going to see the different looks up front where everybody's standing. Nobody's hands in the ground.
Love
who's
switching?
Who's going to jump out into a zone blitz? Who's going to jump out of the line? Who's going to be behind the line and then come? The idea is to trick the offensive line. They're trying to show where they don't know who's coming. Right.
Right. Right.
That's the key to those plays. The guy's standing up. Who's switching over? Who's moving at the line of scrimmage? Now I saw a lot of that. I couldn't talk about that.
Right.
Because we weren't allowed to. But now you're starting to see it. So things like that. I like the different looks. Right. He'll show zero blitz. Unfortunately, he got burnt by it, but he will show it. That doesn't mean you don't do it again,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're going to get burnt by zero. Greg Williams, he'll be the first one to tell you. You know, he's been burned a million times by zeros, right? So you saw a lot of cover one. You saw a lot of single high shells. Okay, the safety's high. He'll roll over at the snap, but he looks like he's just going to play high.
Right.
Okay, cover threes, all right? He likes cover threes. You saw that too. Monday night. So I could talk about it now. People are starting to see it. There's no mystery anymore. It's on tape. You know, I'm not revealing some, you know, Al Capone mystery in a safe or nothing like that. All right. Now you're starting to see it. But I think Giant fans overall were pretty happy with the defense did at times, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Got some pressure on Bennett. They confused him up front a little bit in the first half. Now they made some adjustments in the second half. That's what this game's all about.
Yep.
But I think, you know, I think everybody should be happy because you're going to have an aggressive coach, you know, and he's going to give different looks and he's going to send guys from all different directions. And he's going to try to trick you up front. And then it's up to the offense to adjust to it, you know? So, and listen, Jerry, you can only get away with it so long when you have a Hall of Famer like Ben too. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He's going to adjust to it, Ben. Now,
yeah.
You start pulling that crap. You start pulling that stuff with Trubisky Sunday. He's a guy that could be confused from the moment he walks off the bus.
Cover two could confuse him.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So we'll see what happens Sunday. But I think overall you should be happy with what Graham did.
Yeah.
You know? So
I should say man to man.
Well, you have confused. Jerry, I mean, this is the first time you saw Graham now as your coordinator and you saw the things he was doing Monday night. Were you happy? I'm asking you personally. How'd you like it?
I was very happy. I was happy with everything. I was happy with the tackling. I was happy with the just the way the team played. Like, it just felt different Monday night as far as, like I said, the best way I could put it is Martinez kind of summed it all up for me. Like, he summarized it. He looked like a professional linebacker. This looked like a professional football team out there, a professional defense. I love the aggressiveness of Graham. I loved the slot blitzes. I just felt like it was a better tackling team, much better than what there wasn't really confusion. I mean, other than the rub routes,
right.
Wasn't much confusion like in the secondary. Like, they made some good plays on Bradbury. It is what it is. Like you said, Ballantyne, the talent needs to be upgraded there if he doesn't step it up. So there's talent issues, but thought it was a well-coached team overall. Was happy.
Yeah, I agree with it. And they swarmed to the ball.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of swarming going on. A lot of three, four guys on the ball, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And that's what you need. That's effort. you know, and all that. So I think you saw a lot of good things, like we talked about after the game. And I think people are going to like Graham, and in a lot of ways, for different things he likes to do, you know. So I'm glad I could talk about it now, you know, because I was for 3 weeks I was dying to talk about some things Graham was doing, but I couldn't. Right. So, but now people are seeing it, and we'll see what he has in store for Trubisky. You know, Sunday afternoon.
Real quick on offense, Golden Tate looks like he's playing.
He's questionable. Right. He kind of looked pretty good today, running around for the media portion of practice. But, you know, right now he's questionable. So we'll see. We'll see how he feels Sunday, man.
What do you think?
I think he gets another week off.
Do you? Okay. There you go.
Could be wrong. That's why it's 50-50. But I think he might get another week.
Chris, usually when it's 50-50, and this is a good segue to our next segment, unless you still want to cover anything with the Bears. Are
no.
You good? Okay. Yeah. Speaking of when you make selections like that, or I should say picks, you usually get them right. And once again, it's week one, and you're up three. This is the ass-kicking portion of our podcast, where we do our weekly picks. And last night, somebody tweeted at us today, who would you have taken, Jerry? Just curious. And I got to be honest with you, probably taking the Bengals. But it doesn't count. We didn't. So I'm not down four. But yeah, I mean, it wasn't that all. It was 35, 31, something like that. It wasn't like I was that far off. But So this is the ass kicking segment of the program. So we'll get to our picks, guys. You guys sent in 72 questions. We're back in obviously football season, so thank you very much. But we'll do the picks first. The first game, 1 o'clock Sunday. This is a good one. It's going to be an interesting one. Rams at Eagles.
This is a good one.
I'll go first on this one.
You want to go first? For like well, because eight or something, we'll just whack it up.
Because if I don't want people to think I'm just taking who you take, at least at the start.
We split it up.
Yeah. I know, but you always start. I'm gonna start this time.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I want to take the Rams because I'm going to be rooting like hell for them, but I'm going to go with the Eagles at home. I can't see the Eagles starting off 0-2. I just think the Rams are overall a soft team. I mean, Aaron Donald's awesome, but I see the Eagles winning this one.
Okay. You know what? I kind of like the way the Rams looked at certain areas. I'm going to go with the Rams. I don't like this Eagle team.
I hope you're right.
I don't like the Eagle team. They're really banged up up front on the offensive line. They got some guys besides Donald. They got some guys up front the Rams. I'm gonna go with the Rams here. I think they're gonna go in and knock the Eagles off. I'm not crazy about this Eagle team. And how about Wentz? He looked like a tomato.
Hope you're right. I've never thought he was accurate. Anytime you see that Wentz is not an accurate quarterback, that's my tweet. I've never loved Carson Wentz. I think he was like a linebacker where they one day just said, "Hey, can you throw the ball?" Like he's just so inaccurate.
Yeah, I don't know if Miles Sanders is playing. I haven't looked at the injury report yet, but you know what? I'm going to go with the Rams, going in and beating them.
Hope you're right. I'll be rooting against myself on that one. Falcons at Cowboys, that one's easy. Kind of like the Eagles, but this one's for real. No way Cowboys start off 0-2, especially against a – Falcons are okay, but Cowboys at home, forget it.
Yeah, I just don't think the Falcons are going to be able to stop them very much. I like the Cowboys, too. I think it's going to be like a 34-31, 34-20. Look, the Cowboys, you know, look, Van Der Esch was a big loss, man.
Huge.
You know?
He's getting one of those guys that's never healthy. He's like a new Sean Lee.
Yeah, it's a shame, man, but because he's a talented kid. Yep. Sean Lee, he's out 6 weeks, yep. You know. But I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I just think it comes down to Cowboys making a few more plays. I like the Cowboys.
Agree with you. Panthers at Bucks. I'll go Bucks at home. Tom Brady, Bruce Arians, first game at home. I'll go with them.
How about Bruce Arians calling out Brady a little bit?
Yeah, nice. Yeah, it's
wow. I don't think Belichick did that in 20 years.
No, he definitely did it behind the scenes, obviously.
Belichick would call him a trash can behind the scenes. But I never really called Belichick in the media saying, "Hey, he's got to pick it up," or "He's doing this." And I was shocked that Arians did it 2 days in a row.
Chris, I don't know about you. I thought Tom Brady and Phillip Rivers looked old Sunday.
Yeah, I tell you, man, because it's a shame. You know, when the Colts come up, but I'll go with the Bucks beating the Panthers though at home.
And I, and by the way, I did not think Big Ben looked old Monday night. I thought those two guys did. I thought Ben looked like, you know, 5 years ago, Ben. So
yeah. From the 2 minute drive on, the first half, he looked pretty good.
Yeah. 49ers at Jets, not even close, taking the 49ers in this one.
Okay. Me too.
I was going to say.
But I think that game is going to be closer than you think. But I'm going to go with the Niners.
Broncos at Steelers. Mm. Steelers look so good Monday night. They obviously are one of the teams to beat in AFC. I'm going to go Steelers at home.
You know what, Jerry? I'm going to go upset.
All right.
I'm going to go Broncos in this one.
Nice. All right. I'll go one more, then you can go first. Jaguars at Titans. I still can't get the Jags right. We both picked them, picked against them last week. I got to be like 2-14 or 2-15 over the last 17 weeks with the Jaguars. I pick them wrong every time. I will go with the Titans at home because I can't believe they won a game. I thought they, I think they're still a 2-14 team. Titans at home.
Uh-oh. Looks like 2-0 for the Jaguars, huh?
Probably. Sure.
I'm going to go with the Titans too, man.
All right. Lions at Packers, Chris. Who do you like?
Oh, God. Matt Patricia is such a buffoon.
Yeah, he's part of one of the biggest plays in Super Bowl history.
I could
right?
not believe he gave that answer to that reporter.
Wonderful.
By the way, that was all Belichick. Give me a break. He designed. He had that whole play read out, designed for Malcolm Butler in practice.
He had the pencil in his ear and he was biting that mustache of his like he always does.
My God. Anyway, Pack is – I really look, man, Aaron Rodgers seems to be like he's on a mission. I could tell you that right now.
Yeah.
He seems to have found himself in the offseason. He talked about loving himself and getting his crap, his head right. And guess what? The Vikings just found out he got his head right, it looks like. I like the Pack.
Just pissed about that draft pick still. Love. Yes, I agree. Packers. Bills at Dolphins.
Fitzpatrick, 3 picks. You know, his second year with a new team is always a disaster. I'll go with the Bills.
Yeah, me too. Are they the team to beat in the AFC East?
I think so. Well, you know what, Jerry? We'll find out a lot about the Patriots on Monday night when they play Seattle.
Yeah, I'll go with the Bills as well. Vikings at Colts. We were just talking about Phillip Rivers.
I tell you, man, Colts are really talented. But if Rivers throws stupid picks again, like he's been doing the last few years, they're going to waste this season with this talented squad.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way you should be losing to Jacksonville. I'm sorry. You know, you can't be turning the ball over. Rivers did it. I'll give him another week, Jerry. I'll go with Indy.
I'm going to go Vikings. I don't think
they're a good pick.
Well, I mean, look, you know, Rivers, that stupid sidearm delivery he's had his whole career, when you're 40 doing it, I don't know. He looked old to me last week. The ball didn't come out like it used to. It never does when you're older. I'm just saying. Him and Brady, to me, looked so much older than Ben did. That's all. So I'm not a believer in Phillip Rivers. I'm going the Vikings. Washington at Cardinals. 4 o'clock.
I like
now.
Arizona. I like this Arizona.
Dude, good
team.
Call last week over the 49ers, you jerk.
I like this Arizona team. I like Cliff Kingsbury. I love Kyler Murray, dude. That DeAndre Hopkins, he's pretty good, huh?
He's all right.
Yeah. Houston says they're going to be more of a balanced offense. Yeah, how did that work out for Houston week one? Give me a break. The guy's the best receiver in football, one of the best. I'm going with Arizona, dude.
Me too. I think he probably is the best. That's funny. Comical when they traded him away and then said that. Yeah. But Ravens at Texans. We were just talking about the Texans.
Yeah, I'm going to go Baltimore.
Me too. Chiefs at Chargers. Chiefs, right?
Oh, please. The Chargers might win 4 games. Remember, you heard that here first.
Yeah. 3 more. Sunday night, Patriots at Seahawks. This is a great game. Oh, my God, that's a good game.
You know, like we just talked about, you're going to find out a lot about New England now.
Yeah.
Sunday night, you know?
Yeah.
If they go into Seattle, knock them off with Cam and all that, everybody's going to be like, are you kidding me, Belichick? You know, I don't see it happening. No. Look, I had the prediction. I don't even have New England making the playoffs. I like Buffalo in the division. I'm going to go with Seattle.
I want to go with the Patriots.
Come on. You know you want to.
I'm going Patriots. I believe in Belichick, Chris. I don't know. I don't know if
you've
ever,
why.
Chris, I don't know if you've ever mentioned this before, but I think Belichick's a really good coach.
He's the best in my eyes. You know that.
Monday night, Saints at Raiders.
I think the Raiders win at home. You might think I'm crazy with this. All right?
It's outside.
It's, well, there you go.
Well, it's not. No, it's not.
Look,
no.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Michael Thomas is out.
Yeah.
He's on IR.
Yeah.
not the same offense. You might think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy about the Saints this year. I know a lot of people think they got them ticketed for the Super Bowl. I don't. I think Vegas beats them at home. I'm going to go with Gruden. Come on, you know you want to go. You know you want to go with your boy.
Is it indoors?
Yeah, it's the. Is then it an indoors?
I think
Arizona
it is.
Nevada Stadium.
Then it's them. Then it's. I'm going with the Saints. If it's indoors.
Okay, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 differences this week.
I got to catch up one, and we got one more.
It's week two, guy. What do you mean you got to catch? What do you mean we got one more?
Giants and Bears. Giants and Bears.
Okay, Giants Bears. Hey, you know what? I think the Giants win this in the fourth quarter. I'm going with the Giants.
Me too. I think the Giants win this one. I think the Giants are – I think this is a game where the Giants finally have a program or a coaching staff to win games that they should, and I actually think they should win this week.
Go ahead. Dude, you ready? Because people are going to be coming at me on Twitter. Get ready. England's going to have a touchdown this game.
I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me.
And Saquon, I like the way TJ Hockenson was getting open on his second last year. England was going to have a touchdown this game, and Saquon runs for 128, 135.
Plus, Judge went out of his way to stick up for Ingram again. He loves him.
Judge is sticking up for everybody. Boy, you want to talk? If anybody has any questions about whether or not Joe Judge is going to try to act like Belichick, folks, you should see the media sessions. Everything is positive. Everything's great. Everything. Don't worry about nothing. Belichick, everything's gloom and doom, right?
Well, here's the deal. I was thinking about this. I wonder how he'll act after a win. I wonder if he'll downplay it a bit.
I tell you what. Obviously, he was upset with the loss to Steelers, but I was very curious to see Judge.
Yeah.
After the Steeler game.
Yeah.
And he was positive, man. I was like, wow. You know, Belichick, he takes losses like his dog just got thrown off a rooftop. You know? Judge was positive. Yeah, we do this, and that. You know, everything's, you know, a lot of, I got to look at the tape. Not like McAdoo, I got to look at the tape. But listen, I asked him a question about the England play.
Yeah.
And he was like, I really can't give an honest answer yet. So I look at it, and everything was good. You know, everything was okay, even during the week. Yeah, this thing's good. We're going to work on this. I mean, totally his own person, Jerry. His own person.
Good. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see when they win how he acts.
I think he's going to be the same way. Everything's about the team with Judge. Nothing's about, you know, hey, coach, you won your first game. If I ask him, hey, first win, how do you – he's going to be like, well, it's for the team. Watch. I'm telling you, that's the way he is, man.
Yeah. Good stuff, buddy. So we have 5 different ones. I have time to catch up or fall 8 behind or so, give or take. All right, guys, before we get to the questions, it's summertime, and at MyBookie, that can only mean one thing. It's winning season. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means free bets, super contests, Survivor, and more. At MyBookie, winning season is all about your chance to win big. Bet NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, UFC, and then some. The craziest sports summer of your life, we're almost in the fall, is here. It's simple. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash. Invest in your intuition, not your tuition. Select from hundreds of futures bets, or you can bet games in real time with MyBookie's live betting. Put that big brain of yours to good use. Use promo code GIANT and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Thousands of cross sports wagers, props, and parlays await. Sign up now to win and bet with the best and celebrate your victory. Your winning season begins today only at MyBookie. Again, promo code GIANT. Like I said before, dude, 72 responses. Football season's back. Feels good. Thank you to everyone who asked. We are not getting to 72 questions. I will try to mix this up. I get accused sometimes of playing favorites. But then again, if you ask a question every week, it's hard to ignore you guys. So let's keep that in mind, everybody. We will start off with Henny Mensch. Henning Mensch. 2 questions. No, that's cheating. We'll go with 1. Here's a good one. With the Browns apparently shopping OBJ, should we take him back for a third?
No.
Okay. Next one?
I think we danced that dance with Odell, no?
Yeah, we did. I just wanted to get your reaction. Greg.
Why? What do you think?
No. I agree. Danny B. At 68, Danny B, can you talk about O'Shane Zimenez? Hardly noticed him on the field against the Steelers. Wasn't surprised to learn he played 41% of the snaps and had 0 tackles, although he did have 1 quarterback hit. Did he not execute well, or the coaches not put him in the best situations? Love the pod. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, listen, the coach is putting in the right position. That's, you know, you take that with a grain of salt at times, too. You got to make plays, man. You're out there. Yeah. He didn't make many plays. X-Man needs to fine-tune a lot of things, man.
Right.
Okay, he's still got to develop. He was quiet the other night. I know we played 46 snaps, whatever it was. One of the reasons why, because Carter played like 66 snaps. He was so good, and X-Man rotated with Golden and all that. But, look, the kid's a raw talent, and he has to learn a lot of things technique-wise and recognition-wise and all that. So it's one game. Let's see how he does Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, putting him in the best position, it's not like they put him at corner. I mean,
yeah.
Right? So then I'd say, all right, you guys aren't putting him in a very good position.
There's only so much you could blame coaches. You got to go out there and do it, man. You got to make plays.
Oscar Nieves, it's early, I know, but I need to get this off my chest. The tight end blocking was terrible. Is this a reflection on the game plan, coaching, or am I just a buffoon? Well, Oscar, you're a buffoon, but you're a good buffoon. What do you think, Chris? Just a bad game? Was it bad coaching? Or...
It was terrible. No, it was terrible blocking.
Yeah.
Garrett can't go out there and block for them.
Right.
It's terrible. You know, like we talked about after the game, you know, obviously Engram was not good. Caden Smith was good at times. And Tololo was horrible.
He's supposed to be a good blocker.
He was pretty decent in Atlanta, you know, so not a good start from game one. Let's see, you know, listen, it's a lot of football left.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about guys who didn't play one preseason game snap against an opponent. So a lot of sloppiness in week one. It's counts for everybody. A lot of teams that look good, oh, they're surprised. Listen, it's very early. Let's see what they look like this week.
Chris, L-I-O-D-I-C-E. I don't know how to pronounce that. Leo Dice. Hey, guys, enjoy the pod. What's your take on so little pre-snap motion? Is this a characteristic of Garrett's offense?
Yeah, that's what Garrett does.
Yeah, no motion.
Garrett likes that pre-snap stuff. He did it in Dallas. Kellen Moore really did it when he came over. Garrett, that's part of his offense. Garrett likes to do that.
Well, he's saying, what's the take on so little pre-snap motion?
Well, he did some in the first half. He was switching over and this and that. But you'll see more of it with Garrett. That's what he likes to do.
All right, cool.
And Dylan, I said he was going to do a lot of three tight ends, right?
Yeah, you did. You did.
And you know, he likes that, Garrett. You know, and he did it the other night. So,
Dylan Rivera, can you see them trying pair at right tackle, or do you think they don't panic and see what Fleming does this week? Yeah, guys, Fleming is going to play right tackle for the foreseeable future, I imagine, before they try Paert there. No, I mean, Fleming would have to just completely collapse this week for them to say, all right, you're out, Paert's in.
Yeah, it's a little too early to be talking that.
Yeah. Oh, 1-1 and 5-6, thanks for the kind words. Not a question, but really appreciate that, bud. Chris, no longer in St. Pete. Which unit surprised you? Which disappointed? Who needs to step up Sunday? Good question.
Well, I'm sorry, Jerry. What was that question?
Which unit surprised you and which unit disappointed?
Well, obviously, the unit that disappointed was the offensive line.
Mm.
And the surprise?
I'm going to throw that in there as the same answer because they surprised me how bad they were. I didn't think it was going to be that bad, to be honest with you. That's my take.
Yeah, I agree with you. They surprised how bad they were. Yep.
So Chris, your answer is the offensive line. They surprised us, they disappointed us, and they need to step up Sunday. All the same. There you go.
Yeah, listen, the tight end position surprised how bad they were, too.
Okay. Oh, there's my dogs. I must see a deer. That's going to
stay great.
It's going to continue for a while, guys, until the deer goes away. I'll have to press mute when I'm not talking.
Oh, even they're chiming in how bad the tight end.
They're pissed. Hey, Jerry and Chris, this is from Giants Carb Crush. Has the lack of center position truly being addressed over the last 5 years, other than experiments with Pulley, Gates, and Jalapeno, been the root of issues with the running game? Good question, especially since Zeitler and Hernandez are helping the tackles now. Okay, well, especially since those two are helping the tackles and now Gates. I mean, it's not a bad, thing to point out, like, they haven't addressed the center position since they drafted Weston Richburg and it didn't work out, right? They signed Jalapeno, they signed Pulley, now they move Gates there. I mean, it's one of the things that contributed, I guess, no? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, look, Gates was not good in run blocking, so hopefully he gets better, you know? By the way, you know, we're not going to give up on Gates yet, obviously, right?
Right,
We all know that.
Right.
But if it doesn't work out, did you happen to see who's ready to take over the center position in Dallas?
I did not.
Well, a guy named Tyler Badass, Bideres.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember who was effing screaming
to
draft
him? I know, yes. Yeah.
First three rounds, especially as he kept going and going, and I was like, what are we doing here? Remember?
He went late, right?
He went like the fourth round.
Fourth round, that's right.
And I was, remember the third round, I was screaming on Twitter, like, what are we doing? He's out there. Take the kid, remember? Well, I just wanted to throw it in. But
no,
we're not
you're
giving
right.
up on Nick. We're not giving up on Nick, you know. But if it continues where he can't run block and they're getting blown up in the middle and all that, you know, it's going to be a problem. You know,
but Chris, this is what aggravates you with Gettleman sometimes. Like, it's a glaring need, center. Unless if you know better than the world, you better have an answer for it. Mm-hmm. So if Gates is great, fine. But this is why you draft Tyler Badass, or however you say his name. He was there, and he was there through what? At least round three.
If I remember right, they drafted him either the late third or the early fourth. I got to look again.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was the fourth round, dude. He could have gone in the second, and I thought it – whatever. Okay. Well, you're right, dude. You're not wrong.
They obviously had Gates in line. They wanted to work him in, and it's a project, you know, and he won the job. But we'll see how he plays now. You know, the bell has rung. It rang last week, and here we are, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see how it works out. That's all I'm saying is that you're watching the Cowboy game tonight, and they said to Tyler Batter, I don't know how to say this. I'm just going to say Badass, is ready to step in. You know, they're really high on him. He's going to be the center soon.
Unbelievable.
And it's pretty. I also laughed, too, that another guy who was a free safety for Dallas, who had like 10 tackles the other night, is Darian Thompson.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm just saying.
Well, you know, his first camp, I think it was Spagnuolo, loved him. And then he got a foot injury.
Yeah.
It was 2016, right? He was drafted in 16.
It was 16, yeah. And then I thought he looked, when Sherman caught him, I was a little surprised by that.
Boise State, yes. And they raved about him in, I think, rookie minicamp. And then he got hurt. And then that was it. And then we never really heard. I think he had one interception against the Chargers, if I remember. And that was it. Unbelievable.
Well, anyway, just.
No. That's the stuff you should bring up. It's one thing to whiff on guys, but you got to know the talent that you have. Anyway.
You know, that was an old regime. You know, like, look, we discussed that a lot.
I know. You get me.
About a lot Where of questions, personnel moves Sherman made and Gettleman, you know. Anyway, so we'll see how it works out.
Hey guys, first time, long time, Timothy at Big Blue West. If we see more struggles on the O-line over the next few games, do you see plausible that we see Saquon? All right. Now, Ryan Clark said something today, and I was going to tweet, where the hell is this coming from? But this whole trading Saquon thing, guys, it ain't happening. Why is that a
Saquon?
Yeah, Ryan Clark, I think, mentioned it, and now people are talking about it. Like, there is no way in hell Saquon Barkley's getting traded. That's got to stop.
I don't even know where the hell that's coming from.
Right.
That's the first time I'm hearing about that, Jerry. Okay.
Clark put something out before and I saw it and I was like, should I comment on this? I'm like, you know what? It's not even worth commenting on because it's not happening. So, guys, get it out of your heads. Saquon is not getting traded. Hunt for five at G-Men Pride 4. Chris, will we see a Saquon wheel route versus Chicago? I'm starting to suspect the line can't block long enough for that type of play to develop. Also, is it just me that really missed Nate Solder on Monday night? No, it's not. Hashtag buffoon crew. So will we see a wheel route?
Well. Yeah.
I know, but I guess Solder could have played right tackle. That's all.
Oh, you think he would have did better than Fleming? Oh, please. Yeah, you'll see it. You didn't see it in week one. Hopefully you'll start seeing it, you know, real soon, starting Sunday. Or I'm going to be buffooned all training camp again for keep saying it, you know, but they don't do it.
you can only report what you see, Chris.
I only report what I see, you know. But, I think you'll see more. Garrett really likes the routes with Saquon out of the backfield. So, look, he was lined up outside a lot the other night. He was lined up on the outside, you know, in the slot a few times, you know. But just things didn't work out. You know, it's tough. They had a lot of pressure in the second half and all that. So we'll see.
Yeah, I bust your chops, but you can only report what you see, buddy. It's not your fault. They're not calling it.
I'm not making this up. Trust me.
Yeah, I know. Christopher Knowles, do you think BJ Hill will be on the trading block after this season? What are we gonna get for him? Bag of footballs? I mean, I don't know. B.J. Hill? No, I don't think he'll be on the trading block. I mean, I don't know what you would get for the Giants' fourth defensive lineman. So, no.
Not trading block. You know, if anything, he just won't make the team next time.
Right, he's gonna get cut. Yeah. The Mecca of NYG. Great work on the last pod. Should we be nervous about Hernandez? Good question here, dude. Should we be nervous about Hernandez and his apparent lack of growth? Dude is in his third year, and I've expected so much more from him. You ain't the only one, man. Concern? Yeah, I'm concerned. I think Chris is concerned. We're both concerned. It's got to start turning around.
Yeah, listen, I've said it numerous times. He's got to elevate his game. Week one, he didn't elevate his game.
Yeah.
And it's going to look like a – I hate to say it, but it's going to look like a bad number two pick for Gettleman, second-round pick for Gettleman, you know?
Yeah.
He hasn't panned out the what we thought he was going to be. All right?
Yep. So. Yeah. Eric Fischetti. Fischetti. F-I-S-C-H-E-T-T-I. If Xavier McKinney is playing on this defense right now, would it be a significant difference? That's one
it's
game.
It's one game, guys.
One game, dude. Yeah, see that, game. Chris? We had the same answer there. Nice job.
Yeah.
We both think the same way. It's one game. Would it be different? Yeah. I mean... I don't know. 26-20 instead of 26-16 last week. I don't know. Old school Giants. Judges preached accountability. Who will be held accountable for their week one play and how? Hashtag Buffoon Crew. He's the whole team's accountable. I mean, it's the off. I mean, again, guys, it's 1 week. You know, like Chris said, Judge is very positive in his post game, especially with the media all week. He's praising these guys, so he holds them accountable.
Yeah.
More likely behind closed doors. So
yeah, Jerry, I was just gonna let me expand a little bit on that. Just because Judge is telling us on Zoom that, hey, we're gonna keep working on this and this guy's doing a good job. Trust me on this. This is from what I understand, what somebody told me in the building. He's telling us that on the practice field, he's lacing into guys who didn't play well what they're doing wrong.
Yeah.
He's pretty tough on these guys. He nice. Lets them know who's didn't play well, who needs to improve on what,
yeah,
and all that in a respectful way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But don't think it's like, okay, he's telling Chris Bisignano on Zoom that Evan Engram is we haven't given up on him. He's good. We're not worried about him. You know, don't think he's not going now. All right, getting off Zoom and saying, okay, I'm done with those buffoons. Getting on the practice field and then, you know, and telling Evan, hey, Evan, you did this wrong and all that. You know what I mean? Trust me, he is.
Yep. I got a funny question from Calvin Tate, TAETZCH. How many fumbles does Tiki Barber have running behind Saquon's O-line? Nice job, Calvin. Probably a lot. Mark Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi's cousin. Gettleman had...
on a prayer. Oh,
yeah, okay. There you go. Nice job. This team is living on a prayer. Mark Bon Jovi, Gettleman has had 3 years to fix the offensive line. Can we expect them to be launched if they continue their poor play, even if other units show improvement? I'll take that first.
Go ahead, brother.
If the Giants as a whole do not improve, he's gone. That's my prediction. This is all his team now. I mean, other than Evan Engram, Tomlinson, Shepard, who we re-signed, and there's one more I always forget, this is it. I mean, they got to improve, and I'm not going to – if I had to put a number on it, it's 6-10, 7-9. So if they don't improve, I think he's launched. I think the offensive line will play a major part in that, whether they improve or not. So there you go.
I agree with you 100%, dude. If they're 5-11 and the offensive line is the main reason why Jones is getting killed and Saquon's getting hit behind the line 15 times a game, you know, Mara's going to look at Gettleman and go, yo, I gave you 3 effing years to straighten this line out, and we still got a below average line. What are we doing here? You know what, Dave? Get lost, you know?
Yeah, right.
I could see that, man, you know?
Yep, agree.
And I'm predicting that, Jerry. If this is a 5-11 season where the progress isn't really there and the offensive line is bad, I think Gettleman gets it. I really do.
Yeah, it's funny. I just did the 12th dimension column that I do. I just did it on the 2018 draft. And it was just, look, it's been 3 years. Let's grade this. And other than Barkley and Carter.
And Carter's just flashing now. Go ahead.
Right. It's not good. Will Hernandez not taking that next step. B.J. Hill is doing nothing. Kyle Auletta made a really good race car driver, and RJ McIntosh hasn't done anything. And we've traded away picks for Ogletree. And now the guys that they traded, the picks that they became, are doing nothing. So actually the Ogletree trade, as much as you want to bash him, wasn't a bad one compared to who they took with those picks. But that 2018 draft is it's a C-. So whatever. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Better turn things around. Viking in blue with a funny comment. Can you guys please not tweet so fast when the Giants play? I get your tweets before I see it on my screen here in Denmark. Just kidding. You're amazing. Keep up the good work. Thanks, buddy. Here we go. Sound New Yorker always asks a gem of a question. I remember when D'Lo O'Hara and the boys started out as the worst O-line in football and put it all together to become great. Do you think this group can at least get the serviceable, or do you expect lineup changes? Again, another good question.
Hashtag, time will tell. Time will tell. Right?
Do you expect lineup changes first? If you had to guess.
I don't think Judge is going to be very patient if this keeps up. No, okay. I don't. I think you'll see lineup changes, yes. I don't think there's any question about it. You're not going to see Judge sit there and watch his offensive line get blown up for five straight games or four straight games. You know what I mean?
Yep. So. All right, we'll do a few more. Tom at TomLab66, looking forward to Jerry picking the Giants again this week. Does it concern you the way Saquon hurdles players in the open field? #BuffoonGroup. Yeah, I hate it. I hate when he does it. Even the first one was beautiful and he got some more yards. The second one, he got blasted by Devin Bush. Yeah. Yep. I hate when he does it.
Yeah, he seems to be going to the well a little bit too much with that, right?
Right, right.
It looks great. You know, he got away with it once, but you know these guys are coached up to expect that when Saquon's in the open field like that, right?
Yep.
And like you said, you really don't want Devin Bush creaming his leg as he's in the air. And you know, I think Saquon's got to stop at that a little bit. And there's a time and place for it. Don't get me wrong, but it seems like he just goes to it a little bit too much.
Yeah, I'm okay with it at the goal line. And the first time he did it, okay. But as soon as he did it the second time, like he's going to get drilled. You can't do it like more than once in a game because then they're looking for it.
Yep.
All right, we'll go two more. Peter Atko. Been listening to this amazing pod in the UK for a couple of years now. Can I thank you both for the great work you do? Yes, you can. I love your passion and knowledge. I'm encouraged by the team's play on Monday. Do you think moving Pulley to center and Gates to right tackle is the best option, Chris?
Well, not right now. But if Gates can't handle this, if he's not, you know, if he can't run block and all that, there's going to be a change down the pike. You know, what I would look for is something like that. You know, Pulley at coming over to center and Gates maybe going to right tackle. Fleming continues to struggle too, you know, so.
Yep. Actually, we'll go two more. A lot of questions on the O-line guy. I was going to try to avoid that now. Frank Seato, Jerry, being on the cutting room floor last week was humbling. Oh, I didn't ask his question last week. Nice job. For Chris. So now he asks you a question. He's your relative. Did you see from Judge significant halftime adjustments, which we never saw under McAdoo and Shermer, #BuffoonCrew, #NotARelative?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Not really. It seemed like it came out with some more 13 personnel in the second half. That seemed to be one of the adjustments. But no, nothing like, oh, wow, look at that, you know?
I was going to also say the sample size hasn't been too big, guys. It's one game, right? One game. So, you know.
One game.
This is a good question because I just did a column on it. Ryan Williams at RyanWilliams84. As it stands today, who from Gettleman's first draft class, including Beal, is getting a second contract from the Giants? And a follow-up, does DG make it that long? Well, we talked about that. I'd have to guess Saquon and Carter are the only two.
Yeah, that's the way it's looking right now.
Right? There's no one else is worth it, I would think, unless BJ Hill turns it around all of a sudden.
I'm only going with those two right now. No question. I
mean, pigs could fly too. So.
Yeah, old Oletta could come back. It'd be Joe Montana.
Tons of things can happen. All right, dude. Good job, buddy. Anything else you want to add?
That's it, man. Enjoy the game, everybody. Sunday.
All right, cool. We'll we print this weekend. Again, thanks for the support, everybody. We have a nice issue for you this week. Chris's article that I didn't know about that I kind of mentioned by mistake that about Judge the CEO. Nice job. And news and notes, as always, is excellent. And a story on Mara, John Mara, and his feelings with Judge. So nice job, Chris.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, to order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magster.com for a digital subscription, MAGZTER, and download the Giant Insider app from the App Store. We'll come back Monday night with post-game analysis. Anything else, pal?
Yeah, listen. Don't they call Banks for Goddess, by the way? And I put it on there. Call's been very, very busy and this and that, doing different things. But he actually talked to him today. Says, he's trying to line up for next week. So break down a few games and all that. So it should be fun. So as we line him up, Call's very busy doing.
Oh, that's awesome. Good stuff, buddy. Nice connections, Laker. You're like Adam Schefter, buddy.
Good stuff. No, I don't think so.
All right, guys. Remember, Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye, bye, everybody.